Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
This is Inside Finance. For all of you listening, wherever you are, I'm talking with the folks here from Inside Finance. Quite a discussion with them starting from the last time I spoke with them here. And we're speaking specifically about looking at the revised incentive regime the government is putting forward for investors like myself and others. I don't know what I'm investing in, but I'm sure I'm investing in Grenada. Many of you who are investing, this is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and we're going to be speaking again with some individuals too. I've been here with us in the past week. We have Mr. Roland Tillisford, who is a Senior Vice President of the Grenada Industrial and Development Corporation. Ronald Theodore. Ms. Allison Carvel. Let Deputy Controller, Grenada Custom and Excise Department. Ms. Kathy Ann Alexander-Pierre, Senior Investment Promotion Specialist, GIDC. And Ms. Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, Inland Revenue Department. Welcome again, folks, still with me here. It's a joy to have you once again as we continue our discussion talking about investment in Grenada. Now, Ms. Connell, let's start with you. We ended with you. We ended with Ms. Spear last week. So let's talk. We're looking at now VAT. We had several discussion on VAT in the past year, even on this program, and in depth, really. What will be the provisions for VAT for investors under this new regime that we are talking about? And just for a minute, you may be able to just explain to our listeners who may not have heard the last time we were here, what is this new regime?
Good day, Pastor, and good day to the listening public again. The new investment regime is seeking to remove discretionary provisions or discretionary powers of the cabinet for granting incentives. It's intended to be automatic, a rule-based, transparent process, and non-discriminatory against foreign versus local investment. So that's basically what it intends to do, and it is geared at strengthening or encouraging investment in what we consider to be priority sectors, which we would have listed before. Now, as it relates to the VAT is always a very sensitive discussion because it is seen as an upfront cost, which is, at the end of the day, it's not really a cost to the business. However, understanding that there are different levels of investment and putting out that initial outlay may be an issue, we have what we consider to be a suspension regime, and we have a complete zero rating in at a particular category. As we said before, the more you do, the more you get. So the suspension regime is basically what we consider to be a VAT wash in our terms. If you are a business registered for VAT, investing in the priority sector, and your activity, your supply, your goods or service that you're supplying is essentially taxable, when you import material, building materials or equipment for the furtherance of your investment in that priority sector, you would not pay the VAT at the port. You would have to report the VAT at IRD as an in and an out. That's why we say it's a wash, because the VAT that you would have otherwise paid at the port under normal circumstances, you're allowed to claim it back on your VAT return. So the suspension regime seeks to defer that VAT to some extent at the end of IRD, and it's a netting off effect. Where you would find a difference is that if a business is conducting what we consider in VAT terms a mixed activity, that is an activity that is subject to, you're doing two activities, one that is subject to a positive or a zero rate, and one that is not taxed at all, it's considered exempt, then you would have an element of the VAT to pay by virtue of our side and not necessarily at customs. So it's deferred or delayed. It is quite a bit. There are different provisions in the VAT Act that would help one to understand that. So when the investor comes in, we would try to explain that process for them, because it's not just, we can't just say it like that off the top, but essentially that's what it is. If you're strictly taxable, it's going to be a no VAT situation. If you're not strictly taxable and you're into that mixed activity, there would be an element of the VAT that you have to pay. So that's one tip. That's generally for everybody. If you're doing an investment, your qualifying cost, on the last episode of the program, we indicated that the qualifying cost is building materials, equipment, material labor, equipment for use in the facility. If these total costs come up to greater than $30 million, $30 million or in excess, you are allowed a zero rate of the VAT on acquisition of goods and services on the domestic market. Okay, so we, on the domestic market, the suspension regime basically deals with imports only.
So what is the minimum of investment you can do to receive some of the benefits of this?
Well, what we have for, we have different tiers, like manufacturing, for instance, we have a particular dollar value of investment that you should do for manufacturing. Outside of that, generally, for instance, the outside of that, generally, when you invest, it is, you're going to get the suspension regime. So it is going
once
to be
once you invest.
Yes. Once you invest in the priority sector, the suspension regime would be applicable. What we're saying is that if you invest to that $30 million and excess, you're going to get a little bit more.
Okay.
So you're going to get that zero rating. We also have a clawback provision, because you may put on paper to GIDC that you're going to invest the $30 million by qualifying costs. GIDC may certify and register you and pass that on to us. And at the end of the day, you may not. You may be benefiting from the zero rate on the premise that you in, you intended to do that particular thing. And when we look at you, tax administration, you have not done it.
Which is the problem most of the time.
Exactly. So what we have in the law is a clawback provision for whatever benefits that we would have given to you there by virtue of the VAT and all the amendments that we did have a clawback like that. If you did not do what you said you were going to do initially, then we are going to impose a VAT charge on you to the extent of the concessions that government would have
given. So investors would no longer have a free ride.
Exactly.
Let me also ask this quickly. What happens to persons who have 15 and 20 and 25 year in the previous? How are you going to deal with them?
That's a very good question. The transitional arrangement, for instance, if you're under that regime would have to run its course. You have to run your course with that regime.
But that becomes very unfair.
But government committed to that regime and you agreed under government's commitment. So the provisions in this law takes effect at a particular time, and for investment in this particular time zone would get this particular benefit.
Okay, so if you are running a 30-year, you would have to run the 30-year with all the benefit.
Right, under
so
the 30-year.
I could come and get one now, spend my money and get one in the old way?
No. We as a matter of fact, GIDC would tell you that what they're doing now is saying subject to, they're giving you investment subject to the implementation of this new regime. So what that means is that when the new regime kick in, you fall within the framework of the new regime. And that is the level of collaboration that we were talking about.
So how soon this new regime would come into to effect? May 1st.
Yes.
All right, so that leads me, I'm going to talk to Ms. Lett now and talk to her about custom duties. Mm-hmm. Persons always comment on the rate of duties for items imported. It's a problem. What are the provisions for custom duties for investors under the new regime?
Well, good day. It's good to be here. And we know that duties exemption have always been granted to projects within the specific sector in the priority sectors, mostly on building material, equipment, machinery, fixtures, furnishing, and so on. In the new incentive, which will, some of the things that will be granted are things like networking elements to all priority sectors. Then we have an approved list of spare parts to marinas, dive, and hotel sectors. Also, an approved listing of linen and soft furnishing for the tourism sector. Vehicles for the tow and taxi operations. Building material will be granted as per a developed list. So you must have your specified list for your project.
Okay, a detailed list.
Yes.
Oh, and it will that be, is progress.
It will be approved by a quantity surveyor, and it must be approved before the registration or so in order to get that exemption.
So no longer people would be putting in five bundles of steel when they only need one.
Yes.
And some people bring it in for their, they say it's for the project, but they bring it in for their partners and their friends. But we know
right.
what's going on.
Right.
What you want to do is deal with those discrepancies that normally turns up.
Right.
Okay. How would you manage that? Will there be a separate desk specifically dealing with that kind of investment, or they have to go through the regular and try and go through all the milieus of persons and things to get to where they need to? Because if an investor comes, he's building a specific project, bringing in, is there a desk that deal specifically with that kind of exemption?
The GIDC will continue in their aspect in terms of the registration.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other ministries like agriculture and so who deal with the local persons who have projects as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they would continue going to that area to get registered or to get approved.
So GIDC will still continue
yes.
in the role that it now has?
Yes, to a greater extent, yes.
I ask the question because In trying to understand, GIDC will still be the point place for investment then?
Yes, the point of contact.
That will not change?
No, it
okay.
will not.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Theodore, it has always been stated that more incentives are given to foreigners, foreign investors, for which I must agree, than local investors. I have to really agree with that 150%. How does this new regime attempt to deal with this segment? What are the things that you're going to do to address that it would benefit persons like me and other Grenadian business people who want to invest? They may not have 30 million or 20 million or 5 million, but there are two. How are you going to deal with helping us? Are there going to be a level playing field now?
Good afternoon to the listening public. It's indeed a pleasure to be here. Good question. In terms of following up from the program last week, this new regime, there's not going to be any level of discrimination.
Thank God.
It's going to be performance-based. It's going to be performance-based. The more you do, the more you will receive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, there will be some level of investment thresholds that has been established. So someone investing from 0 to 30 million will receive a certain level of incentives. Between 30 million and 80 million, you receive a certain level of incentives as well. And beyond 80 million EC dollars, you receive a certain level of incentives. So we're not going to look at from the perspective, if you come in from the region, you come in from outside the region, internationally, you come from Grenada. Once you meet those thresholds, you will benefit from the level of incentives that has been discussed throughout the program. And as you go along more, we'll talk about the level of incentives and how you receive those incentives.
Well, it's good to hear that because a white person coming to invest sometimes seems to get more benefit than a black person. I mean, it seems to be, it's sung harsh, but is the reality of a lot of the times we see some of the investment happened, and even a Grenadian want to invest, even returning home, get far more stress and worries than a white person who walks in and say, I want something, they just show something, and somehow we agree with them. I think it's important that what you're doing now will help to level the playing field, no matter who you are. He was saying the same benefit comes to you, and you wouldn't get any special concession. It's already there for everybody
mm-hmm.
once you meet the threshold.
And it is our hope that once the system comes into play, that perception will no longer be around.
Okay, great.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Now, GIDC has always played a role in the incentive process. Under this new regime, what will be the role GIDC will play in making this all happen?
Yes, GIDC has played an instrumental role in incentives, and we will continue to play that role in conjunction with promoting Grenada as an investment location. But in terms of specific for the incentives, we will be responsible for registering the investor. So an investor indicating that, yes, I want to do business on island, I'm looking for investment incentives, we will register that person. And we also play a role in screening that investor, because you can say you want to do a particular thing, but the question, do you qualify for the incentives? And in qualification, do you meet the necessary, all the obligations that has to be met? We will make sure that we evaluate that project to make sure that you meet the necessary qualifying criteria, and then issue an investment certificate. That certificate will be used by the Customs Department as well as the Inland Revenue Department to now award that investor with the said incentives. So we'll play that registration role and we'll play that screening role to then allow that investor to leave our agency with an investment certificate. Yeah, that will allow that person to benefit from the said incentives that was discussed. In addition, we will play a role of monitoring, yeah, in conjunction with the other relevant agencies. And monitoring from the perspective of ensuring that the person said what they were going to do. You came and you say you're going to employ 50 persons in 3 years. You said you're going to invest a certain amount in a certain period of time. So we will, you know, take record of what you said you had to do. Ms. P had mentioned about an investor benefiting from property transfer tax. And if they have not done the project, then certain concessions will have to be paid to government. So again, we'll monitor that person. If you said you had to do this by a particular time and it wasn't done, we will, that flag will be raised, and we will, so the monitoring role will, we'll all play that role in monitoring.
So
well.
Are you saying that GIDC will be doing much more monitoring through this new regime than it used to?
The monitoring will continue. It will be done in conjunction. It will be done in conjunction.
Conjunction,
right?
With
the various ministries, right? Customs. Customs has the regulations and the authority to do a lot more monitoring than all of the other departments present here, right? And so from that point of view, now we will play a particular role, because let's face it, we are a promotional agency to promote Grenada's investment location. Yes, we are playing a role in incentives, but we have to be cognizant of the extent of the monitoring that we can do, because monitoring it.
Right.
It
so let me ask Ms. Cornwall. Ms. Cornwall, how are you going to monitor this? Right now, you have in trouble monitoring all your stuff that you have to. What are the new things you're going to put in place to monitor this to make sure it happens? Because a lot of investors come in and say they're going to do things and they don't do it, but nobody's following up on what they say that they will do. And normally, that is where the fall through comes.
Right. The mere fact that the incentives that are granted are in the various tax legislation. Now, this is very important because it means that it gives the Inland Revenue Department and Customs also, if I must say, the teeth to actually, within the general framework of tax administration, to monitor these issues. Now, currently what happens prior to this regime, you have GIDC granting incentives, okay? And we wait to get that information from GIDC as to who they grant incentives to. Now, GIDC is not a tax administration. What they are granting may be very different in application and practice from the tax laws. So when you put it in the tax administration, it gives you the legal teeth and it gives you an opportunity to weave it into your ordinary framework. So say, for instance, somebody submits a financial statement to Inland Revenue with a certificate of registration from GIDC, claiming an investment allowance. And we know that the investment allowance, you must be constructing, reconstructing. All of that is in the law. We flag that for an audit. You go in and you review whether or not this is the case, because the return comes to us and you're claiming that you must declare to us to be able to claim. When it gives us the opportunity to know within our auditing process, flag it as a risk and go through and monitor that. Now, if we determine that you did not actually meet the qualification for this allowance, then we can impose the sanction under the various tax legislation. In the absence of that, where we have GIDC granting the incentives and we are just given that this person have a tax holiday, we cannot do anything. If that person have a tax holiday and choose to file, currently the filing penalty is $100 or 10%, whichever is greater. If you have an investor, 10% of the tax liability. If you have an investor who have a tax holiday, like under the current schema, and do not file. My imposition is only $100. 10% of zero is nothing.
Doesn't make no sense.
Makes no sense. It's costing the government more to try to force compliance on that person for filing. Right. So now in this new schema, there's no tax holiday. And to claim that particular allowance, you must declare it on your return in the first instance. Otherwise, we would expect you to file. We would expect you to pay in the absence.
And then that brings clarity.
And it triggers.
It triggers.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Lett, we're talking about roles now. What role will custom play in all of this?
Similar to Inland Revenue role. Customs is the administering body, and will require verification from places like GIDC and the different ministries that an investor is really legitimate and that all checks and balances took place prior to them getting that approval. We're also invested in the monitoring of the concessions that has been granted. So sometimes even before a concession can be granted, we can work in collaboration with the other entities to verify that this person is an approved for that particular exemption.
Right. So at least you would be looking to add a paperwork and being able to follow through, but referencing back to GIDC to see if that is so. And if you have any issues, you'll also talk to Inland Revenue.
Yes.
Let me also ask here, will there be monthly meeting or so between the departments just to be able to see what's happening, if there's any problems to be able to clarify? Because when you have a new regime like this, there must be a lot of tedious issues. And I'm asking the question because I think it's necessary, if you have all these departments working at least once a month in the first year, to be able to meet every month, to be able to talk of what are the problems that you're having.
Yes, this is something we intend to do. Now, here, sitting here is a subset of an investment incentive committee. There's a grouping of us consisting not only of us, but you have persons from trade, the legal affairs, and other policy unit. Yeah, so we will continue to meet on a regular basis because, yes, it's a new system and it'll have some teething problems. So we will continue to meet, and we don't expect that everything will just happen overnight and everything is a perfect system. As we move along, there'll be some issues that will come up which we have to discuss and find solutions to the problems. So, yes, we intend to meet on a regular basis.
Okay. Ms. Beer, I'm coming back to you now. Now, here I am. I'm an investor, Grenadian, and not across the board wherever I come from. I have a business venture. I manufacture beds. I do bamboo. I may work with building boats. I may be making cars, right? I'm interested in incentive support. Walk me through the incentive process. What are some of the things in these incentives that are available to me? Walk me through them.
Okay, well, first of all, as an investor seeking incentive, the first thing you're required to do is to engage the GIDC, because you need to register. You know, that investment needs to be registered. So once you engage the GIDC, what we will do some more or less screening to ensure that the business has been registered, to ensure that you would have also registered a business with Inland Revenue and the NIS, and that the business venture that you intend to do, you have some documentation so that we can file to show that it's a viable venture. So once we have that type of information, as well as, let's say, for example, that same venture that you intend to do, you maybe want to build a workshop or something like that, then there are certain permissions and so that you need to obtain, like, for example, physical plan approval. So we make sure that everything that you have to do to have that venture started is in place. And once we verify that the investment can happen in keeping with all the laws and regulations that is instituted in Grenada, we will then issue you an investment certificate. That investment certificate now will go to the Inland Revenue as well as the customs. Now, as a manufacturer, you will be entitled to custom duty exemption on your equipment as well as the material for you to actually build that bed.
Mm-hmm.
So customs will have to get from GIDC that certificate to show, as was stated before by Ms. Lett, that the investor is indeed a bona fide investor and all the checks and balance would have been done. So that's our role. That's what we do. And once we issue that certificate to Ms. Lett, then she know that this investor is legitimate and he can now enjoy the benefits that is in place with respect to the duty exemption. If that investor is making a significant investment where he will be liable for, let's say, the capital investment allowance, which Ms. Wells spoke about, then that certificate will indicate on it his investment and all what he is entitled to. So he can take that certificate now to Inland Revenue and benefit from all the incentive that would have been stated on the certificate.
Okay, so Mr. Theodore, GIDC, then, after that is done, the support, get started, for all these incentives that you have, what other support then does GIDC give to someone? I get it. I'm ready to go. I'm working through a year gone. Is there any other support that's available to investors who come and start such a manufacturing business here in Grenada?
Yes, there is. We have to be mindful that there are several agencies involved in the investment generation process. There are several agencies involved in the investment generation process. There are about more than 15 players involved. So it's GIDC plays a role with regards to incentives and the customs, Inland Revenue. But there are persons like from physical planning, you have Ministry of Health, and there's several other agencies. Now, going through those agencies, we will help to facilitate that investor to make sure that going through all the players within the investment generation system is seamless. So we work along with that particular investor. Whatever issues they may have, whether it be work permits, whether it be getting a license or permit, we will try to facilitate that process as well. So GIDC will continue to play that facilitating role. Also important is the aspect of our business development unit, who's responsible for helping businesses. The help I'm speaking here of looks at from the perspective of costing and pricing, looking at assisting with grant funding, you know, helping to fill the necessary application forms or grant fundings when there are various calls for proposals and so. Business diagnostics, we play a role in that as well, helping to find new markets. And what is also important is the aspect of training, which we have talked on a bit, but we do offer quite a bit of training courses where persons, respective investors can come in and have their staff trained, whether it be in customer service, whether it be in accounting procedures and so forth. So that role, GIDC will continue to play a role in those respective areas.
All right, folks, we're out of time again with this, and I have a final part. I have a number of questions still to ask them, so we'll have them for another week here in the studio, for which I'll tell you I'll pre-record it, so I'll talk with you about it as we do. They're talking well, and I guess I'm getting some answers. And I want to say a special thanks, Mr. Ronald Theodore, Senior Vice President of the Grenada Industrial and Development Corporation, as you have shared with us, Ms. Allison Carvel-Lett, and Deputy Controller, Grenada Custom and Excise Department, Ms. Katian Alexander Pierre, Senior Investment Promotion Specialist, GIDC, and Ms. Ophelia Wells Cornwall, Deputy Controller, IRD, the Inland Revenue Department, which everybody know the Inland Revenue Department. Thank you so much. I pass the Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. As always, join me here next week at the same time where I continue my discussion here. I'm looking at their revised incentive regime and looking specifically at what investors going to get. And finally, folks, we need to have the same playing field. We're playing from the same field as those investors. So whether they're coming with a 30 million and you have a 3 million, same field, same tax. Finally, the government has started to look after us, boy. Praise God, and custom and thing, and they work with us. So things have changing, and we're happy, and you're happy. And not only that, but the first time having four of the departments together, it means it shows a level of cooperation and changes in the mindset of these departments too, to work together and really, I'm very, very happy at least we're able to do that together. I'm Stanford Simon. Thank you again. May God bless you. Join us next week at the same time right here for Inside Finance.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.